Are you optimistic about this? Like, are you
about
optimistic?
About this movement or about America?
About this movement.
Oh, this movement tickles me with joy. I grew up listening to protest music. I grew up on Hugh Masekela, Miriam Makeba, Gil Scott-Heron, Bob Dylan, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh interviews, which are really fun to listen to as you drive down to Florida with your parents. So I'm not new to this. So to see this happen in my lifetime, you know, I always think about, like, man, I was born in 1979 instead of, like, 1959, so that I could have been alive during the 60s and, you know, grow my afro and wear my dashiki, you know? And I feel like this is it. This is the first time in my lifetime where it seems to be real, hardcore, and sustaining. Not a, you know, anti-war march, okay, fine, we did it. Check, 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 check. This is not a checklist where it's like, okay, we did it and we're done. They're still doing. This is present participle. It's a constant happening. Versus, you know, hit it, quit it kind of a thing. So I'm really excited about the prospects for a brighter tomorrow and a more inclusive tomorrow. So yeah, I'm not gonna complain. Yeah, no.
Is there anything else? That's about all the questions I had. Is there anything else in particular about what's been going on here, about your personal experience that you wanted to add that maybe I didn't touch on? Or
I think it's awesome. I'm excited because, ironically, this is also Columbus Day weekend. So, I mean...
Okay, right.
You know, I mean, the ironies just abound with that.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to do an Occupy Wall Street... Occupy... decolonize Wall Street. So they're going to have a whole teach-in about the history of Columbus and, you know, the fact that he gave syphilis and, you know, raped little 12 and 13-year-old girls and brought them back so they can be raped by other sailors. You know, talk about the ugly history, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people talk about Halloween, like, ooh, Halloween is so scary. No, what's much more scary are who we have been told are heroes. That's what's really scary. When we find out who they really were and what they really did.
Right, yeah.
That's what's really scary. And I think that's what needs to be spoken about as well at this Occupy Wall Street movement. Like, how willing are we ready to abort the American dream that we've been sold and that we've been given up until this point? Because it's a dream deferred. And it's a dream deferred that benefits a lot of people, but at the expense of a lot of other people, people of color and other marginalized individuals. Because not everybody who's marginalized is a person of color. So I'm not going to say that either. But the powers that be continue to find new ways to maintain that power, and hopefully this will begin to erode that and remix the myth for a new reality. Haha! Remix the myth for a new reality. That's a good one.
It is. That's really good.
Yay! Awesome.
Great. Well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
And oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah.